have some hot water there, I dip it in our wrench. I sold all, hang it up there, and took some green hickory wood or something down here and smoke it. Then pack it back when you got through smoking it. Some folks just leave you hanging up there. But sometime over the summer, late, early fall, it again gets what we call rank.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if it's rank, does that mean it's spoiled?
No, it ain't spoiled. It just don't taste fresh like it did to start with.
Mm-hmm.
When it's spoiled, well, you can tell the difference in it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What about if your butter's gotten like that, if you kept it too long?
Butter, yeah, he'll get it'll get to where it tastes rank, not fresh.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear people around here use the word funky? It's got a funky taste.
Yeah, I did, Dad. I don't know what kind of taste that is, though. Just a little old taste of what it's supposed to, I reckon.
How would they say that? How would they use that word?
Well, I'd just say, if he's talking about something here, they use, and I'd say, well, they don't taste right. I got a funky taste. I like that.
What did people around here make with the meat from the hog's head?
They made what they call souse, a hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. Some folks call it souse, some call it hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. You like that?
I like it pretty good when I have my teeth where I can eat it.
Mm-hmm. This might sound kind of bad, but did you ever hear people around here make anything out of the hog's blood?
No, I don't think folks here, I never noticed nobody doing that. I've heard it, they use it in places, but mm-hmm. I don't think anybody around here ever done that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Did women ever keep some kind of sour milk around the kitchen to make things out of?
Yeah, they use sour milk to make up bread or something like that. We buy a little buttermilk now. Maybe half got a time to keep it there in the refrigerator. The wife uses to make cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Did people around here ever make clabber?
Used to have clabber when I had cows. I don't reckon they have any now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when it's sweet, it's first what it's called sour. Then it's clabber. And then you put it in the churn and churn it and make buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if that's the stuff that you make cottage cheese out of?
Well, I don't know what stage it gets in. They make cottage cheese out of some kind of milk, but I don't know what kind of stage it has to get in.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did people around here ever make any kind of cobbler?
Cobbler. Well, yes, I reckon they used to when they had fruits and different things they cooked. What they call a cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
Peach cobblers, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I always call them pies, but I like them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If people were having a pudding, would they ever pour any kind of sweet liquid over that pudding for taste?
Well, they put the sweet in there when they make the pudding, but sometimes I've known my wife do that and other folks that when they use eggs, put the yellow part in the pudding